Hallå, hallå och välkomna. Hello and welcome. And this is the third time I record this because well, first time I didn't connect my mic, so it was the mic on the computer, so the sound was pretty bad. And yeah, that was actually the second time. The first time was because I actually didn't think the lesson was very good. So here's the third. Third is a charm, right? Okay, so this is a little grammar lesson, and no Mowgli in this episode, but more Mowgli stories coming up. You know, but when you learn a new language, you need to learn in a lot of different ways at the same time. And even though it's an awesome way to learn through a story and get everything in the context, you need some grammar lessons because you want to be able to make your own sentences as well. And you need to see the full picture, which system the whole thing is following. So I'm going to go through stuff we've learned and bring up the grammar used and do some exercises. So this is going to be this first grammar lesson is going to be about verb tenses. To conjugate verbs in Swedish is much easier than, for example, French, English, and German, since they don't have to agree with person. And pretty often they also use a lot of auxiliary verbs instead of changing the whole verb, the whole word. Okay, an auxiliary verb is a help verb. For example, in English you have, like, if you say I eat or I ate, but if you say I have eaten, then have is a help verb, like an auxiliary verb, and this exists in Swedish as well. So for this lesson, I will go through the R group, and also it's the most maybe not the most useful. Well, okay, I can't even read what I wrote. I will go through the R group, and also the most useful verb of them all, to be. Okay, in present tense, 80% of all Swedish verbs ends with R, and it's the whole group is regular. So in our story so far, we have the words vänta, which means wait, and checka in, which means check in. And the verbs in this group is maybe not the most common ones, but since it's the biggest group and it's regular, I'll go through these, and I go through three of these and three of the tenses. Okay, so our first one we already know, vänta, wait. And I will put a pronoun to make it easier. Okay, present tense, I wait or I'm waiting. And also try to repeat after me, jag väntar. Imperfect, I waited. Jag väntade. Future, I'm going to wait. Jag ska vänta. Examples, and it's worth saying that wait for is vänta på, which literally means wait on. And so first example. This is where you wait for the bus. Här är det man väntar på bussen. We're still waiting for her. Vi väntar fortfarande på henne. You never waited for me. Du väntade aldrig på mig. I'm gonna wait for it. Jag ska vänta på det. So we can see that a verb takes on an R in present tense. In English, it's unchanged from the basic form, the infinitive. Like, for example, to wait for the bus, and I wait for the bus. As in Swedish, to wait for the bus is att vänta på bussen. And I wait for the bus is jag väntar på bussen. Also, the present participle doesn't exist in Swedish as it does in English, so I wait and I'm waiting are both jag väntar in Swedish. Alright, next one is a common one. Prata, which means speak or talk. Speak or talk to is prata med, which literally is talk with. Okay, present tense, I speak or I'm speaking. Jag pratar. Also repeat after, because it's a pause for you to repeat. Imperfect. I spoke. Jag pratade. Future tense. I'm going to speak. Jag ska prata. Examples. I'm talking to you. Jag pratar med dig. He speaks with a low voice. Han pratar med en låg röst. You guys spoke to him, right? Ni pratade med honom, eller hur? They're going to talk about weird stuff. De ska prata om konstiga saker. Next one is jobba, which means work, and as in what you do for a living. Easy to remember since it's probably derived from the English word job. And this is how you, this is also how you construct the verb in Swedish. You just take a noun, Swedish or foreign or whatever, and you put an A behind it. So, like for example, you know, surf on the web. This was an English word. You took surf and you put an A behind it. It became surfa. This you can make, and it gets into this other group. So, you can like make your own verbs if you want. But anyway, the tenses for jobba. Present tense, I work or I'm working. Jag jobbar. Imperfect, I worked. Jag jobbade. Future, I'm going to work. Jag ska jobba. Examples, alright. We're working on a new project. Vi jobbar på ett nytt projekt. What do you work with? Vad jobbar du med? She worked with him last year. Hon jobbade med honom förra året. You're going to work tomorrow. Du ska jobba imorgon. Okay, time for the verb to be, att vara. Present tense, I am. Jag är. And yeah, you always, pretty much always drop the R on this word. Like, so, jag är. If you want to really, really pronounce this phrase, it's jag är. But usually just say jag är. Imperfect, I was. Jag var. And here you actually also drop the R, jag var. Usually. Because they're so common, I guess. So you want to be lazy. Okay, and the future one is pretty tricky, actually. I'm going to be, or I will be, is translated with jag ska bli, which literally is I will become. And the normal one, jag ska vara, is more like I should be. And I should be actually translated directly to jag borde vara. Sorry for the inconvenience, but this is how it is. But just say that I'm going to be or I will be is jag ska bli. So don't worry about the rest. I'm awesome. Jag är grym. You are my bitch. Du är min bitch. And yeah, in this context, you just say the English word bitch. I mean, bitch would maybe translate normally to slina, which is a pretty nice word, I think. But here it's bitch. It was a great night. Det var en härlig kväll. They were here. De var här. She'll be mine. Hon ska bli min. It's going to be cold tomorrow. Det ska bli kallt imorgon. Alright, I know this is hard, but if you're a newbie, just concentrate on the verb tenses and how to conjugate them. And if you're more advanced, you can study the sentence structures and the vocabulary. Do whatever you want. We'll see you next time with a Mowgli episode. Ha det gött, gubbar. Hejdå.